are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, scientists think they figured out why smoking and alcohol goes hand in hand. There may be some incentive for your body to crave alcohol while nicotine is on board. So we're going to talk about that. Kind of pretty cool stuff. Also, New York is celebrating its 10th anniversary on the Indoor Smoking Ban Act. It was called the Clean Indoor Air Act, introduced by the U.S. federal government in 2003, imposing penalties for people smoking in bars, restaurants, bingo halls, bowling alleys, etc. And 10th birthday for that one, in the wake of New York City Mayor Bloomberg wanting to now encourage taking the stairs in New York City, and these skyscrapers taking the stairs. Then it looks like your mama is responsible for your sperm production. They say the X chromosome from mommy may play a part in making your sperm. Now, if that doesn't blow the mood, I don't know what does. But pretty important. So you always have to thank your mama. Then I want to talk about this horrific accident where a woman was killed from a fall in a Texas Giant roller coaster. What roller coasters out there are considered some of the most dangerous? And how this could have been prevented. Pretty scary stuff, especially since my kids are just addicted to roller coasters. And they couldn't even care less about their seatbelts. They just jump on in and seeing something like this happen, just, oh my gosh, your hairs go up on the back of your neck and on the top of your lip. And then Kate Middleton, Duchess Kate, is apparently in labor. Okay, I know everybody's saying, oh my gosh, it has to be any minute now. I don't know. She went in to the hospital, I believe, 6 a.m. British, Great Britain time. So, depending on your hour change, it takes about an hour. You know, you could be having some, you could be having some labor pains, or they might have said, you know what, let's induce. You're overdue. So the induction, an induction could take sometimes 36 hours. So you see all these camera crew. You see, I think somebody even is standing outside Buckingham Palace, and she baked a cake. I mean, this frenzy on the third heir to the throne is—it's pretty exciting, you know. I mean, you know, we hear bad news all the time in the news. You know, it's nice to kind of, you know, talk about something positive like a birth. Just, I don't know, if I was Kate Middleton, I would be sitting there going, can everybody get the camera out of my Lily, please? I would just like some privacy. Obviously, she's having some privacy, but I think it's very difficult to give birth knowing that there's millions of people watching the news or waiting for some sort of answer or some sort of response. Okay, did she need an episiotomy? What did the placenta look like? Did the baby, what were the baby's Apgar scores? That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in the baby's Apgar scores. You know, was he breathing, right? Reflexes, color, etc. That's where my interest lies. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, technically we are not supposed to know if Prince William and Duchess Kate are going to have a boy or a girl. From what I understand, they wanted to keep it private. I bet that's got to be really, really hard. I mean, you know, I'm obviously, you know, not the biggest celebrity in the world, right? But when I gave birth, when I was in medical school and I was in training, practically everybody from the hospital stuck their head in. That was embarrassing. I wanted some privacy. Just some privacy. Now, I don't know how they decide who gets to be the royal gynecologist. I guess the royal gynecologist and obstetrician is on standby. But, you know, something very interesting that I heard today in a report was that in England, less women take epidurals than in America. I guess it's 3 out of every 10, according to CNN, 3 out of every 10 deliveries women will get an epidural, whereas in America, 6 out of 10 deliveries, women will get an epidural. And from my experience in delivering babies, more women wanted an epidural. It's just that by the time they asked for it, which we've discussed, when to ask for your epidural, ask for the epidural before you need it, by the way. But when it comes to an epidural, many women, by the time they want it, it's too late. Or they get to the hospital when they're already dilated to the point where, nah, you're not going to get the epidural. It's too late to get the epidural. Just keep going along. And that stinks. When you're in pain and you're being told, nope, it's too late for the epidural. Now, for me, I think I experienced enough pain in childbirth. Even though I did get epidurals both times, the epidurals came on late, so I had been contracting for days before. So I think I had my fill of contractions. I think I got to enjoy childbirth. People say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know how women want to get epidurals. You need to enjoy childbirth. There is nothing enjoyable about childbirth. You contract, you try to push, you poop, you make hemorrhoids. Everybody's sticking their fingers in you, trying to see how dilated you are. You're listening to the baby heart rate. The baby heart rate goes up, and then the baby heart rate goes down. And then you fart in front of everybody. It's not fun. Then you're scared to death that the baby's supposed to come, and you're in pain throughout the whole thing. So I'm not really sure who thinks childbirth is glorified. Yes, the gift is wonderful. If the baby comes out healthy, it's the most wonderful gift you could ever have. I got to deliver my own baby at the end. Baby's head was out, and then he got the shoulders out, and he said, go deliver the rest of your baby. So I leaned forward, and I pulled the baby out, and his first sound was, ma! Even though babies can't use the M sound, it sounded like ma. It could have also been because he had meconium in his mouth and he was trying to spit it out. But it was amazing being able to pull my own baby out. I would have liked to probably do it earlier, right, when I was at 5 days of labor. But anyway, to wrap this up, Duchess Kate Middleton in labor will let you know when the baby comes, if the baby is a boy or girl, and what they're going to name the baby. Personally, I think if it's a girl, they're going to name the baby Dr. Dahlia. Now, scariest roller coasters, most dangerous roller coasters. Have any of you ever been injured in an amusement park? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a woman was killed in a fall from the Texas Giant roller coaster at Six Flags over Texas Theme Park in Arlington, Texas. A couple years ago, my kids were on that same ride. I'm sure many of you have been on that ride. Pretty scary. One witness, apparently was seated a couple rows behind the victim, claimed that he and the other riders watched her fly off the ride. Other witnesses reported that upon boarding, the woman, who was of a larger body size, had voiced her concern that the restraint bar did not seem to lower into a position that made her feel secure. We've been getting all sorts of reports, such as she, told the person, one of the attendants, he said, don't worry about it if you heard one click, but she had wanted to hear two clicks and didn't hear two clicks, etc. Now, according to amusement ride safety consultant Bill Avery, he told CNN, as a general rule, the restraint bar needs to fit snugly near your waistline above the top of your thighs so it can hold the passenger in regardless of what kind of forces are applied and where they are applied on the human body. Police have ruled the possibility of foul play. I guess, ruled foul play? Well, obviously something went wrong, but foul play? So the investigation, I guess, now rests solely with Six Flags. Texas is one of 17 states with no agency responsible for inspecting amusement rides. So I guess there's been some concerned that Six Flags is going to do their own internal investigation. I'm not worried about Six Flags doing their internal investigation. I'm sure they're going to want to get to the bottom of this. Okay? I mean, Six Flags is one of the most popular, one of the most lucrative amusement park companies out there. They're going to want to make sure that they could put people at ease in terms of safety. So I'm not worried about that. Now, the Texas Giant Roller Coaster was built back in 1990. This is according to a website, rideaccents.com, opened as the tallest wooden roller coaster in the world. Back in 2010, it had to be closed for modifications and reopened in 2011 as a steel hybrid roller coaster, which is a wooden structure and a steel track. Now it's considered the world's tallest steel hybrid roller coaster. Maximum height of 153 feet, top speed of 65 miles per hour. The Texas Giant, which my kids had been raving about for years, has been named the best new ride of 2011 by Amusement Today magazine back in 2011. Now, Six Flags, I believe, has not had a face-to-face interview, but they do, in a statement, they said, "We are deeply saddened to share that earlier this evening an adult woman died in the park while on her Texas Giant. Park medical staff and local paramedics responded immediately. Since the safety of our guests and employees is the number one priority, the ride has been closed pending further investigation. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family and friends during this difficult time." Now, we've talked about roller coaster safety before. Some of you had questions, you know, if you had heart disease, which roller coasters are okay. One of you was going to Disneyland a couple years ago, so you called in and said, "Look, I'm on my way to Disneyland." By the way, for those of you that want to call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, had just had a stent put in, coronary artery stent, right? You're going to Disneyland. What rides should you go on? I said, until your heart doctor tells you what you could do, okay, my guess is you're going to be in Tiny Town or what's a little Mickey Town, Mickey Toontown? Yeah, just hang out in Mickey Toontown. I get nervous. All right, neck injuries, you could go into labor, you get thrown around. I've gotten hurt many times in amusement parks, but because it's an amusement park and because my friends or my family would call me a weenie, I would not say anything. But I can't tell you how many parks I would get either bruised up or neck injury or something. And, you know, kids are more rubbery. So as a kid, you go on these things and you're like, "Oh, yeah, this is fun." And you get thrown around, et cetera, because you have a lot more cartilage. You don't seem to lock in the wrong position, even though kids could still have vertebral subluxation and a variety of other things, dislocations and injuries as well. So my kids are more rubbery and they're, you know, being thrown all over the place, whatever. Me, I get on these rides, I go into a fibromyalgia attack for the next 3-4 days. And so I really think we underestimate some of the injuries you could get in these parks. Now, in the olden days, older people would just stay away from them, right? And you also didn't have that many. Now, I mean, you know, Disneyland used to be Disneyland, and probably one of the fastest rides was the Matterhorn. Now, the Matterhorn, to me, hurt because that little snowmobile thing that you're in, not very cushioned. I get hurt in the Matterhorn a little bit, just some bruises. All right, kind of a rocky type of ride. Space Mountain, to me, at Disneyland, I love Space Mountain, very comfortable. You're being thrown around, you're in the dark, you can't see anything, which makes me nervous. If you fall, no one's going to see you. But easier ride, I just don't seem to get jerked around as much, you know, with my neck, etc. But now, I mean, you know, all these amusement parks, even the ones that are supposed to be kiddie parks, they have to compete and they have to have roller coasters. Now, we don't have a true, oh, by the way, there was also another injury. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about this horrible accident that happened with the Texas Giant where somebody was flung out of the ride. And we're talking about, have you ever incurred any injuries at amusement parks? What did happen to you, or did you witness any injuries at any of these amusement parks? But I guess at Cedar Point Park Theme Park in Sandusky, Ohio, yeah, Sandusky, seven people were treated for minor injuries after an accident on the park's Shoot the Rapids ride. Witnesses said the accident happened as the boat was heading up the first lift hill. It somehow rolled backward to the bottom of the hill, then turned over on its side. According to one witness, you could literally see the boat flip over. Luckily, bystanders rushed into the water to help the riders escape. Scary, scary stuff. Me, I'm just, I, you know what? I know a lot of you guys are probably screaming at the radio calling me a wussy. Then fine. I'm a wussy. But I just think it's so tragic that you're going to a theme park there to have fun spending buku bucks. It costs money to go to these parks only for it to end in injury or death. Now, I don't believe have an actual scientific study looking at the top, or the most dangerous roller coasters. I wish we could. You know, you have a lot of people giving their opinions. One particular blog, on Every Country is Beautiful Blogspot, they think that the Millennium Force in Cedar Point Park, right, would be probably considered one of the most dangerous. Top Thrill Dragster in Cedar Point, Superman Ride of Steel, Six Flags New England. Now, by the way, I'm looking at some of these pictures of these things. This Six Flags New England Superman Ride of Steel, one, it's red and blue, and I kind of dig that. Anything like red, white, and blue, I dig. But you actually see water nearby. So you can actually see water on the ride. Like, it looks like a body of water, like a lake. That's pretty cool. It's in Agawam, Massachusetts. The Beast, Paramount Kings Island in Kings Mill, Ohio. Oblivion, Alton Towers, but that's in United Kingdom. Superman The Escape, Magic Mountain, Six Flags, Valencia. See, I remember years ago it was Magic Mountain. I guess now Six Flags, right? Remember we used to go to Magic Mountain and they had those, like, those monster-looking things, like from McDonald's? I guess now it's Six Flags. The Draken Fire in Williamsburg, Virginia's Busch Gardens. Goliath, Six Flags Magic Mountain, Valencia, California. Oh, I heard about that. For the Goliath ride, you want to try to get, like, early passes. Son of Beast, Paramount, Kings Island, Kings Mill, Ohio. And then Superman Ride of Steel and Six Flags Darien Lake. Again, there's no science to this. I don't know why they would be considered dangerous. But if you are interested in fatalities, etc., roller coasters, water rides, rideaccidents.com does have a page where you could actually search to look at some statistics. I know that's probably the last thing that many of you would want to do. Usually when you know, want to go and have fun, you're not going to look up accidents. But I just think, I don't know. Safety. So safety, when it comes to safety for these things, make sure your kids are secured. Make sure you are secured. And ask people around you how many clicks. Ask the attendant how many clicks. And if you only clicked once, you didn't click twice. Now, what I always try to do is I try to really pull up on that bar. And I'll sit there and pull up on the bar. And then the ride's about to go and I get nervous that with my strength, you know, I'm a pretty strong chica, that I could have loosened the bar. And then I just lean on the bar. And then I hold on to my little kids. And I hold on tight for dear life. And I scream. I pee in my pants. And then the ride's over with. That's usually how I enjoy water parks. All right. When we get back, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. X chromosome, our mommy, may play a part in sperm production. That is just something I think we've all wanted to know. All right. And why we really need to watch our kids with blowguns. Interesting blowgun injury that occurred this weekend. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thanks for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook page, the Dr. Dahlia Show. For any of you with emails or questions and you don't want to come on air, we have a, my chair is squeaky. We have our website at drdahlia.com. Drdahlia.com allows you to send questions and emails. And Linda from Flint, Michigan writes, Doctor, thank you for bringing up the subject of fibromyalgia and amusement parks. No one has ever addressed this. I suffer from this and cannot go to amusement parks for fear of being in pain after the rides. What can I do or take so I can enjoy the parks with my family? I told you what happened to me. I guess I wasn't so much diagnosed with fibromyalgia. The doctor I trained under, Jimmy Hera, had found trigger points on me when I was a medical student. Those, you know, tender points that you get in your traps and your rhomboids. He didn't check my glutes, but I know I got some in my glutes, arms, legs, etc. So having X number of trigger points, 11, let's say, and having symptoms where you'll get these muscle aches or muscle spasms when there's not really a lot of rhyme or reason to, many of us will fall into a category, rheumatological category, musculoskeletal category, as fibromyalgia. Now, there are better definitions out there, but don't let anybody fool you. It's a real illness. It's a real issue. And I never gave having my trigger points or a possible fibromyalgia fibromyalgia diagnosis any mind until I had gone to Disneyland, and I was just kind of walking around and doing my thing. And mind you, I work out, so I'm a very active person. All of a sudden, I couldn't walk. All the muscles in my body ached. No cold, no fever, nothing. I just couldn't walk, and it felt like my bones were on fire. My muscles were on fire. Ridiculous. And all I did was go to an amusement park, amusement ride. So what I do, so this doesn't happen again, and I have been to Disneyland since then. I have been to amusement parks. I have gone to work since then. What I do is I stretch. And I think every morning, whether you have fibromyalgia or not, you should stretch. Now, yesterday I was in the pool. We were doing a staycation at Mandalay Bay. When you don't have time or money to go on vacation, one of the best things you could do is do a staycation in your own town. One, it helps the economy, and two, I live in Vegas, so we got some phenomenal hotels. It was awesome. I saw the Michael Jackson show, the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show. Phenomenal job. They did amazing. But I love Michael Jackson music, so I've been singing it now for the last 48 hours. But anyway, I'm in the pool. And there's they have like a beach pool at Mandalay Bay. Oh, by the way, my kid lost his retainer. I was so ticked off. You know, I see him in the beach pool with his retainer, and I'm like, give me your retainer. No, Mom, leave me alone. And then all of a sudden he loses his retainer. $250. $250? He's not getting a retainer. I don't care. Let his teeth widen. I don't have the money for that. That's ridiculous. Anyway, so we lose this retainer. I decide to go to the Lazy River because I'm upset and I'm ticked off. So I go to the Lazy River, and the pools look really clean. I don't think anybody peed in the pools, which was really nice. And then all of a sudden, I get a cramp. And getting one of those cramps, not a fibromyalgia cramp. In fact, it still hurts me. My thigh just froze up. And if you ever look at your leg when you have one of those cramps, I mean, the muscle, like, sticks out. Like, I mean, you feel like your foot is huge or your leg is huge and the muscle sticking out. And then, of course, any stubble I miss with shaving, that gets exaggerated. So I'm not going to ask one of the good-looking lifeguards to come and help me work out a cramp because they'll see that I didn't shave my legs all the way. So it's kind of miserable for about 10, 15 minutes. But I didn't stretch. All right? I think a lot of cramps, a lot of pulling, a lot of back pain, neck pain could be relieved by stretching. And there's tons of different stretches you could do. If you don't know how to stretch, have your doctor show you. If he doesn't have time to show you, have your physical therapist show you. But 5 to 10 minutes of stretching could save you weeks of pain. And I don't think we do that enough. Even for those of us that don't want to work out and we don't have to work out, you could still stretch in the morning. Stretch. When you wake up, you stretch. All right. I remember in grade school, we did something called Crazy Eights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And it was a stretching type of routine where you would, in eights, bring your legs out and then you would bring your torso down, and then you would walk out with your legs still planted, your torso up in the air. Walk. And I'm not talking about honeymoon. I'm talking about in grade school. This was a stretching exercise we used to do. And it would be called Crazy Eights. I just remember that. And it's a fun way to stretch in the morning. And I think that's something you could do. Another thing you could do in terms of medication is pre-medicating. So you could take like a Motrin, an anti-inflammatory, assuming you're not allergic, assuming you don't have an ulcer, assuming you don't have a bleeding disorder. Sometimes you could take some anti-inflammatories. After the ride, stretch again. Okay? If you feel you got knocked around on the amusement park, stretch again. And then, immediately when you get back to your room or car, etc., cool towels, start to cool down the muscles. No heat. Ice. You want to start cooling down the muscles and decreasing any inflammation you might have gotten. All right, now, true, if you have true fibromyalgia or you have some rheumatological issues and you think that you're going to have too much pain going on these rides, don't do it. But if you think that that you're one of those people where it's touch and go, all right, try those things. Stretch before, anti-inflammatories, and ice. Piece of cake. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I know I had seen the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, but the song that's been on my head, on my mind, the last few days is that Fish Head song. Apparently, I had ordered some fish at a restaurant, and the fish head was on the plate. It had this bream of fish. And as soon as I saw the fish head, remember, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum. Although I guess the voice was more of a squeaky Dr. Demento type voice. I can't get that out of my mind, the fish head song. And now you all are going to probably have that. We need to find that. Don, I wonder if you could find the fish head song. Oh, my gosh. I remember MTV. You'd put on MTV. You'd be waiting to see some, Def Leppard or some Duran Duran or some Police. And then all of a sudden, there'd be the fish head video. You know what video I really couldn't stand in the 80s when I was watching MTV? Burning down the house. My house. Oh, my gosh. I hated that. They played that over and over and over again. If I could give any criticism to MTV back in the day, is when MTV first started, yes, it was really, really cool. Totally cool that you had videos of your music. I loved it, but they didn't have enough for 24 hours. So they would replay the same songs over and over and over again until you got so sick of it. That Cars video with, I think, the woman on someone's tongue. I don't know. I don't even remember. But I would get nightmares from these videos. They really should have figured that out. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What people are trying to figure out is the accident, the horrible accident that killed multiple people on a bachelorette party, where the limo driver was driving the limo and the limo had burst into flames, killing five female passengers. It finds out that he was arguing with his estranged wife on the phone at the time. All right, so he was on the phone. I thought limo drivers, cab drivers, bus drivers are not supposed to be on the phone when they operate a vehicle. Bride-to-be Nariza Fojas, 31 years old, and five friends were killed in the sprays. Driver Orville Brown's ex claims they were arguing on the phone before the fire. And I know some people are like, wait a second, if it's the ex, the strange wife, she could be trying to do them in. It's very easy to look at phone records. All right, cell phones, again, part of the whole privacy thing. But if you're on the cell phone, they can tell the phone number. They know what phone number. They know. They could tell if you were on the phone at the time and if everything's recorded. So they say he was too distracted to react quick enough, and if he had reacted a little quicker, maybe he could have gotten all the ladies out of the limo. Scary stuff. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to check out Freeze Dry Guy specials this month. They got some yummy eats. And if you go to my website at drdahlia.com, there is a coupon code. It's never too early to be prepared. And as it's coming into hurricane season, I want to make sure you all are stocked up on your food products. Pretty easy products to make. They last a very long time, and they're tasty stuff and really reasonably priced. Okay. Margaret, over the break, wanted me to talk about pornography addiction. I had been talking about addictions, and I guess Philia's last week. She thinks her husband is addicted to porn. What should she do about it? Well, that's, I wish I could get your husband on the line. I'd love to be able to kind of talk to him. First of all, when it comes to porn addiction, I don't want you guys to be embarrassed, okay? I think of all the addictions out there, some people are really, really embarrassed about porn addiction. And so if you're too embarrassed to address an addiction, then you aren't going to be willing to admit you have the addiction. And admitting you have the addiction is already half the cure, right? So, people believe that if somebody finds out that they are addicted to porn, they would be considered a pervert, a sex offender, somebody that should be in jail. And the truth of the matter is pornography addiction has gone on for probably centuries, ever since they were able to put some sort of nude figure on some sort of printed form or canvas. If you don't think guys, right, back in Picasso days or Rembrandt days or some of the other previous, I'm trying to think of which artist would have, I know Picasso would have boobies, but many artists would pick pictures and women would have boobies. I'm sure people would just stare at those pictures all the time. Okay? I mean, pornography, even though, pornography has that negative term, pornography is, pictures of nudity. And at one point in our society, nude pictures were a sign of beauty. It was the standard of art. And you would look at the boobies, I guess. Okay? David, the statue of David, not supposed to be pornography. Would it be considered pornographic in this day and age? Like if somebody ever made a Dr. Dahlia statue, not that I'm trying to put seeds into somebody's mind to make a Dr. Dahlia statue, but if somebody made a Dr. Dahlia statue with me in my lab coat, that would be considered pretty cool. But if you made a Dr. Dahlia statue with me naked, first, I think a lot of cars would probably stop and get into car accidents, unfortunately. Number two is you probably would get the breast size wrong. Okay, the artist would probably try to make the breasts look medium size, and you got to be accurate. Number three is I think the proportions would be off. Okay, my waist is a 20-inch. Number four, many of you would probably have the breasts above the waist, assuming that Dr. Dahlia's breasts are where normal women's breasts should be, and you failed to take into account that I breastfed a couple kids. So I would think that the Dr. Dahlia statute, similar to David's statute, naked, would probably be completely inaccurate. So that's why it was never recommended, and I've never suggested for anybody to make a Dr. Dahlia statue. Where was I going with this? Okay, so porn. All right. How do you know if you're addicted to porn? I'm glad you brought this up because one of the studies we're talking about today, or one of the stories, is how I guess the UK wants to limit internet porn. All right. So some signs of porn addiction, all right, is where, I mean, you try to stop and you can't. You cannot stop watching porn. If somebody asks you to stop looking at porn, you get angry with them, just like with drinking, okay? Do you get annoyed when somebody talks to you about drinking? Well, the cage questions that we talk about, same thing with addiction. If it ticks you off that somebody's asking you about your porn, you might have a little bit of a problem. Because I think your wife, right, or your husband, whoever, has a right to ask you to shut off the porn. I think they have a right to do that. If you, let's say, are looking at porn when you're supposed to be working, I mean, when you're supposed to be at your job working and you can't get through a day without looking at porn, you could be addicted. If you have to feel like you have to cover it up, have a secret life, if you have to plan to get the porn in, just like some people have to plan to get that drink, that morning drink, a sign of porn addiction, doesn't mean you're a bad person, people. It doesn't. Okay? And then if you're trying to keep the porn secret, etc. So there are recovery programs. I don't know if there's something called Pornographics Anonymous, like Alcoholics Anonymous, but I think that 12-step sexual recovery meetings could provide that kind of help. It doesn't mean you're addicted to sex. It means you like watching porn. okay? And you watch it too much. Where something becomes an addiction is if you can't live without it, you have to plan your day around it, if it could ruin your work schedule, and if it ruins your personal life. That's when somebody has to intervene. And, you know, one thing us wives could do, or us husbands could do for our wives who could be addicted to porn, is if the cold turkey you don't think would work and you can't get them into rehab or a recovery program. I mean, it's easier said than done. Here's Dr. Dahlia saying, oh, honey, you're addicted to porn, so you need to go through a 12-step process. He'd say, well, tell Dr. Dahlia to go beep, beep, beep. You know, and people are not going to go and enroll themselves into a self-help program for porn. Again, they think that there's going to be a lot of other stigmas attached. And they go, look, porn's not hurting my body. It's not hurting nobody. Leave me alone. Well, if it hurts the marriage, yes, it is hurting somebody. If it's hurting your job, yes, you do need help. And sometimes these people have to realize, look, it's hurting my job, it's hurting my marriage, etc. But if it hasn't gotten to that point, what could you do? Well, one is, I've noticed sometimes set limits. Okay, if you want to look at porn, do it now. You get to look at porn between 8 and 8:30. That's your set time. 30 minutes of porn and that's it. Okay? Oh my gosh, I'm going to have five websites going on at the same time. I don't care. You could look at all the porn you like, but 30 minutes. Then you need to go and help the kids with their homework after the porn. Well, honey, I'm going to be too tired after that. I don't care. All right, it's either that or no porn. All right, I'll take it. Okay, so maybe you could, where you just try to now start to limit the amounts. Even though most people who are recovering alcoholics or recovering from a smoking addiction or drugs will say that doesn't work, you need to do the cold turkey. All right, where you limit yourself. If, let's say, you have somebody that doesn't believe they're addicted to porn, so they aren't ready to go through a 12-step process, yes, you could do the limiting type of therapy. You can try, okay? And you could say, you know, and if you do look at porn any other time and we're able to figure it out, because there's ways to, and have them, you know, agree to the monitoring system, then you lose the porn that night. So if you want to get your porn that night, stop laughing. I'm serious. Okay, look, there's a lot of people married to somebody addicted to porn out there. Okay? Honestly, if 30 minutes of porn can't get everybody the fix that they need, then I can't help you. Okay? The whole 30-minute thing. Now, the other thing sometimes psychiatrists and psychologists will do is the technique where you are just over-immersed. You've seen these things on television where, I believe, like, let's say Christy Alley was trying to quit smoking. So they gave her a bunch of cigarettes on Cheers, and she was in a room, and she was supposed to smoke to her heart's content. Smoke and smoke and smoke till she got completely sick of it. Well, it didn't work. In fact, she actually got the therapist to take up smoking again. But sometimes these immersion things, where all they do is see porn to get them to the point where they're sick of it, that could be another technique. But be careful, because it may not go to work. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.